This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu sallam baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. So tonight we have one of those ahadith that requires a lot of belief and iman yani to accept, especially in time like ours when everybody wants to question everything intellectually and rationally, just like, what does that even mean? So this is required. I'm preparing you right now that this hadith requires a lot of iman and a lot of trust in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's judgment and statement. Salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. Hadith number 1863. وعن أم شريك رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرها بقتل الأوزاغ وقال كان ينفخ على إبراهيم. الحديث متفق عليه. Now, the translation is a little bit off here. The translation is Hadith Shariq radiallahu anha, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she said, he ordered me to kill al-awzagh. Al-awzagh, plural of wazagh in the Arabic language. In other words, al-bars. In the translation, they say to kill al-awzagh, which they said chameleon. But actually, it's a way off translation. As a matter of fact, the meaning of wazagh or bars is actually the closest is lizard. The lizard or even the gecko, to be specific, if we want to be more specific in that. But chameleon is a way off translation, completely. And she said that's what the Prophet ﷺ told her. It blew fire on Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hadith rawah al-Bukhari al-Muslim. Rawah al-Bukhari al-Muslim. What does that mean, Jama'ah? It's very authentic narration. And if the narration is authentic, I believe it. If the Prophet ﷺ said that, I will take it. Because these are the words of the Prophet salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. But then we have the struggle of trying to understand the meaning of it. I mean, why would the Prophet ﷺ want us to kill al-awzagh anyway? Why do you have to go after the geckos or not, or the lizard at least, the lizard one, that you and go after them? And we talk about the small lizard that is considered domestic. That, you know, you can see it in the backyard, in the front yard, sometimes go through the cracks into your house and the walls and so on. These are the al-awzagh, the Prophet ﷺ, he orders us to kill. He did not order us to go after, you know, the desert animals, to go chase after them, to kill them. So he's talking about this one that actually comes around. And you can understand that the reasoning behind it. So the reasoning that was given in the hadith is he said, قَالَ كَانَ يَنْفُخُ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Like all the other animals were trying to set off that fire. But this animal was blowing the fire on Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, I wasn't there to see that. Neither one of us was there to see that. Even the Prophet ﷺ wasn't there to witness that. But Allah subhanahu, he doesn't speak these statements, salawatullah wa salam alayhi, unless he has an inspiration from Allah azza wa jalla. That's number one. Number two, what does it even mean? Does it mean that this animal has conscience to do this? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allahu ta'ala alam. We don't know. Allahu alam. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjugated the animal kingdom to Musa, to Sulaiman alayhi salam. So they would do things that we can't even imagine today, right? So probably that was one of those moments for the animals in Ibrahim alayhi salam. Some of us might say, but how are we going to be carrying the guilt of doing that for generations of these animals? What has this animal to do with this? So that's when the ulama, they say, look, in essence, that shows that how this animal can be harmful. That's it. This statement from the Prophet ﷺ, that this is how much harmful it was, that even was taking opportunities again Ibrahim alayhi salam. Like how low in terms of their I don't want to say character, because they don't have that character, but these animals can be. So they can be dangerous. That's what it means. To what extent? Just like any other insects that might be around you, that might cause damage and harm, and even the least you could cause actually people to get disgusted having them around. I don't know how many of you guys like these insects to be around them, but for example, roaches. I mean, can you stand roaches around the house of Jama'ah? I don't know. This is one of the most disgusting animals I can imagine. But still, this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I believe every creation has purpose. There's no doubt about it. What's the purpose of this animal? Allahu alam. But the Prophet ﷺ gave us the command to kill this animal if we see it in the house. And even the Prophet ﷺ, he count the al-bars, or these animals, as part of the al-fawisiqat al-khams. Five animals, the Prophet ﷺ says, you kill them, whether you see them, whether you are wearing ihram or otherwise. Even when you're wearing ihram, you're not supposed to be kind of killing animals. But these animals, you kill them if they come near you. And he mentioned the snake, if it comes near you. He mentioned the al-wazagh as well too. So this is because it's coming from the Prophet ﷺ, then I would believe that. There were some other narrations as well in which the Prophet ﷺ encouraged even to do it as fast as possible, because these animals can be swift and quick. And he said that if you kill that animal swiftly in the first strike, you have this much reward. And the second one have less reward, and third one less reward. Which means you need, first of all, to rush or be immediately and swift, number one. Number two, even though you've been ordered to terminate this animal, for example, do it right. You do it quickly in one strike and khalas, finish it. Instead of, you know, torture that animal as well too. So Allah Ta'ala alam, again, why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us this order to this. Of course, there's some ulama or some scientists, Muslim scientists, that tried to create some sort of reasoning behind it, you know, about this animal carries bacteria, it eats other insect that might be actually harmful to you, and this and that. Allahu alam. But what we know, it's different when it's around your area, around your house, it's bothersome. So terminating it is okay. It's great to do that, inshallah ta'ala. Some people, they ask, okay, can we use poison for this? Or does it have to be manual? Yeah, and use the chopper and go after it immediately. Are you allowed to use poison? Well, as long as you don't use fire, it should be okay. If it's not fire, it should be okay, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any questions, Jama? Yes. The other five animals? Al-hada'a, wal-bars, wal-fa'ra, wal-kalb. He said kalb al-aswad particularly. And the snake. So he basically is the mouse, the lizards over here, a specific bird called hada. Some of them say it's actually the crow, the dog, and he mentioned specifically the black dog for whatever reason. Maybe because, again, the Prophet also mentioned that shaitan sometimes actually, or the jinn might resemble that. And the last was the snake. When we say snake, we're not talking about garden snakes. We're talking about snakes that are obviously to be harmful. Wallahu a'lam. Nah.
So how do you expect people
to do what?
How do you expect people to execute on this hadith? If you see a black dog in the neighborhood, or, you know, things like that?
No, if that dog is coming actually to harm you particularly, like targeting you, get rid of it. That's what it means. But if someone's walking a black dog in the neighborhood, that's your responsibility, Habib. Don't bring me into this argument. Yes? Exactly. The little ones. Yes. Now. Not all these animals. What was proven in the hadith can come in the form of a snake. Yeah, that's possible. Allahu a'lam. I don't know if the shaitan come in the form of that lizard, but the hadith didn't mention that. No. Yes?
Is the rule about them attacking you applied to the other
leviathan? If it's harmful to you. No.
So like it could be like
I mean, if you're not going to go after the crows in the whole neighborhood, bring your BB guns and just go, you're not going to do that. But if something is really bothersome in your area, it's your responsibility to take care of it. Now, that's the one interpretation. Al-hada'a could be a crow. Kaif? La, I don't think so. Al-harbali here, chameleon, in English, but it's not the chameleon. Wallahu a'lam. Khair, inshallah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now go after the lizard.